that a Captain Marlin nickel on your shirt?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, in cap we trust is what it says. The PR guys made these, so got to ref them.
What does it represent?
Cap?
No, he's just... We kind of make fun of Cap because he always puts like 24s and all his hats and all this stuff. So it's kind of a joke.
Is Trey Roberson on the dime t-shirt?
That might be next. Right, that was also part of it. Honestly, the shirt fits really good, so that's why I like it.
What would you say the unit is at this point, secondary?
We've made some strides. We're putting more and more things in, and that creates, we have to find more and more solutions and play fast and communicate well. So we're working on those things. We're still making some errors. So just trying to get better at communicating and working well together, making sure we're all on the same page.
In year one for Zimmer, when he was kind of trying to learn the personnel and where it would all fit, that seemed like a big part of the battle. Now that he has an idea of at least the guys that have been here, I think it's easier to implement stuff earlier in camp than you might have.
I'm not really sure, just because I don't remember exactly. I know I didn't have a great understanding my first year playing in the scheme, and I think more and more guys have a better understanding. We still obviously have a lot of questions that we have to ask them and ask our position coaches, but I think overall we probably have a better understanding and can move quicker, but still do things starting from the ground up.
Teddy mentioned yesterday that the night practice tomorrow will be a little different atmosphere, kind of a taste of prime time, but on a small scale. What are your thoughts?
I totally agree, especially when you're young coming in. I think you can only look at your personal experience. I remember my rookie year, the night game. It did, it's still just practice, but it does feel a little amped up, and then kind of helps you get ready for the first preseason game, and those help you get ready for the regular season. So it kind of all just builds on itself.
What kind of preparations are you and the defense making before that scrimmage in Cincinnati and the game on Friday night?
Right now we're just focused on ourselves, focused on getting our defense, our offense, our special teams the way that we want to play, and then, just going and putting that on the field. It's not, there's not a whole lot of game plan things going on in the preseason. We just want to learn our fundamentals and do our basic defense, our basic offense, and special teams the right way.
So the playbook will probably be a little more vanilla than you'll see in the regular season.
I can't totally speak on that because I'm not calling the plays, but in the past, generally the preseason, you're trying to do what you do. You're not trying to game plan other teams.
I know he's a young guy, has a ways to go, but what have you seen in camp from Jerron Kearse?
He's a very talented guy. He can do everything well, and he's getting better every day. So we're lucky to have him.
What do you look for in a young player? I know there's a lot to learn and those kinds of things. Is there one specific thing you look about how good he is at learning things or picking things up?
Once again, I'm not a talent evaluator. I just play. But I think you can tell when a guy, if you're here, you pretty much have the physical attributes to be here, and then he's a guy who wants to learn things, bright kid, asks all the right questions, and I think especially at safety, that's what you need to have. He's getting better and better. He's always had that wiggle, runs really good routes, gets defenders kind of off a little bit. Great hands. He made a spectacular catch the other day. So he was great last year, and he's just getting better.
Harrison, yesterday's practice, there was one play where towards the end you kind of threw down Charles Johnson by the end zone. What kind of happened there?
Yeah, I didn't mean to pull him down like that. We try to take care of our guys. I told him after, my bad. When speed of the game and stuff like that, did a little too much. But, those things happen, and I think Charles knows I'm not out here trying to hurt anybody, just competing, and that's how we're going to get better. But definitely try to take care of our guys.
In terms of stopping the run, on this year. Do you guys change anything from a scheme perspective, or is it more like individually people just need to be better run stoppers?
I think if everybody does their job, you know, every defense we run is a sound defense, and as long as each guy does their job, holds up their end of the bargain, and plays physical, then we should be okay. We've got to run to the ball. That's a big thing.
What are you hoping to get out of practicing against Cincinnati next week?
Kind of along the same lines as, you know, this night practice. That's kind of the next step. You get to go play against an opponent. Things ramp up a little bit. You know, guys are competitive. You know, we'll be going at it. They'll be going at it. So you get a taste of something else besides your own teammates. It just ramps up the competition a little bit more.
Are you disappointed that you won't be able to line up against your boy Tyler Eifert?
Yeah, we you know, we used to go against each other in practice back in the day at Notre Dame. So, you know, I wasn't happy to see him get dinged up, you know, in the Pro Bowl. So, you know, hopefully he'll get better and he'll be back out there. Any Viking that goes into the Hall of Fame, I'm obviously happy about. You know, I don't know either of those guys, but have admired both of them for a long time. So, you know, I think as players coming up, we should learn a little bit about who came before us and what they did. Not only players, but coaches and GMs and owners and things like that. So, the more and more we can learn about those guys, I think it's just better to, you know, kind of show respect for them.
Just from your point of view as a defender in the back end, what has Teddy and the offense gotten better at since they've been down here?
First of all, Teddy's throwing some great footballs all over the field. So that's one thing that just jumps out. He's also doing a great job of moving us safeties, looking us off. You know, he's just adding nuances to his game that are going to help a lot. And then the receivers are part of that equation as well. You know, it all works together. Run game's got to be good to help the pass game and vice versa. So they're doing good things right now. And, you know, I think going against them and competing is just going to make both sides better.
Last one for Harrison, guys.
Harrison, you've been mostly working with Sandejo, but Michael Griffin's also down since Sam's next to you. Does it ever get difficult for you communication-wise or anything else when the player next to you is changing?
No, not... you know, it's never been like that. You know, as long as you know what you're doing, you're definitely going to communicate with the guy across from you, and you always get each other on the same page. You know, if I miss something, you know, they'll say it pre-snap or vice versa, and just as long as we both are on the same page communicating, everything goes smoothly, and, you know, that's how it's been no matter who's been out there.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.